This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you? We got a big show here. Big show, Steve-O.
Yeah, man, you know what? I got mixed emotions. I'm excited about the game. I'm a little concerned, but...
Keep that in frame there. Let's introduce Rich, too. Rich, how you doing, babe?
Jono, I'm doing great. Great to be here, everybody. Cowboy Nation, how the heck are you? Jono, just stole your line, didn't I?
No, you're good. You're good.
Here's what I got for you, Jono. In our pre-production meeting, we talked about some stuff, but I just got done doing my Cardinal podcast, Two Birds on a Bat, and one of my co-hosts is a professional athlete, a former professional athlete, well-known. A lot of people in Texas know him. His name's Benji Molina.
Oh, I love that.
And he gets brought to us every week on the M4 by Yachty Hotline, which is his brother Yachty's clothing line that goes to a lot of charity work. So we just got done doing the show. I said, hey, man, can you stick around for like 10 more minutes? Because I want to talk a little bit more about this Zeke situation and what athletes go through on a daily basis from almost being the prey, victims out there. So let me welcome in right now Benji Molina on the M4 by Yachty Hotline. BMO, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? What's going on, Cowboy Nation?
Hey.
See, I think we're transforming.
Now, he is
a Green – if you remember from our last show
that
we did with him.
You didn't have to bring that up, though.
He's a Green Bay Packer fan, but I think he's now on the Cowboy bandwagon because
– I don't think we get him on our side yet. But we have his brother.
We have his brother. Some brotherly influence there.
His brother.
No chance, buddy. No chance.
No chance.
You know what, Benji? I didn't even put you on the spot right there, babe. I mean, I want to know something right now. He brought up a good point, Steve-O did, about the athletes. Right now, you know, the court said, or the judicial system said to Zeke, hey, we got nothing on you. And the NFL is pursuing this. I think it's going to go their way. Six-game suspension on probably our best player for the Cowboys getting dressed up. And I'm just wondering, man, how tough is it for an athlete just to get in his car, I mean, come on. Talk to me a little bit. Tell me.
It's straight-up bull crap. I don't like to say bad words if you know me. But it's straight-up bull crap. Let me tell you why. In baseball, you get accused of hitting your woman, and you get automatically maybe 30 days, I think, suspension without pay. Well, you haven't been found guilty yet. Okay, no guilty. Jose Reyes, he got found not guilty, and he had no accusation, or he wasn't guilty, right?
So, okay.
But then here comes the MLB, gives you a 30-day without pay. It's the same with Tick, because if the court and judge said, I mean, they haven't found him guilty yet. If you're found guilty, I understand being suspended.
Of course.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's no big deal. But if the court, the law, said that he's not guilty, he haven't found him guilty yet, why the heck is he going to be suspended 6 games?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No.
Anybody can come up to you and say, oh, he tried to rape me. Oh, no. I haven't even known this woman. I haven't even been with her. And she said, I tried to rape her, and now you're going to give me 30-day suspension because she just said that?
Right.
No, let's go to court, and if you can find me evidence that I did it and I'm guilty, I'll pay for it. But if I'm not guilty, how the heck in the world am I going to pay for something that I'm not guilty of?
Right.
And that's the way I see it.
And how prevalent is that out there? Obviously, it doesn't happen to me. I'm old, fat, and ugly, and out of shape.
Don't sell yourself.
But from an athlete's you're a tremendous slouch. From an athlete's standpoint, I had heard once Troy Aikman give an interview, and he said that he never even got in an elevator alone just because if somebody else got in, like a woman behind him, by the time the elevator door shut and got to their floor, he didn't want anything coming out of her mouth like, oh, my God, he just assaulted me.
Did this or did that.
Exactly. And that is a huge deal these days. Ugh. Back then when I was playing, it wasn't so much a big deal because we didn't have that too much, right? But nowadays, these kids need to be smarter. They need to be smarter like he did. You know, like if you go in the elevator and somebody comes in, he's a fan, you say, hey, thank you, but I'll wait. You know, I'll go outside and wait for my elevator by myself. I mean, that's nothing wrong with that because you're just taking care of yourself. And in these days, everybody sue everybody. Oh, no, I got to sue you.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to. Well, I didn't hit you. I didn't touch you. What the heck? But here comes the MLB. Here comes the NFL. No, just because you're being accused, 30 days.
Well, it's almost like there's two systems, right? You're proved innocent, like Zeke was, with the judicial system, but then the NFL has their own Goodell system, and then MLB has their own. So you're almost guilty until proven innocent, even though if you've
even proven innocent. Well, you're being proven innocent, but they're still not accepting it with the court system.
And then it's like you're going through two different trials. It was like double jeopardy, right?
And the whole point
absolutely ridiculous.
The whole point of this is the fact of the matter. I keep bringing it up that you're suspended without pay before, and you really haven't been found guilty. So you're paying for a crime you haven't committed. You didn't really commit a crime.
Right, or you haven't been proven guilty.
They should be paid back.
Right, and that's
like,
what
if I'm sick, I get obviously suspended for 6 games, and I wasn't even found guilty, I'll come back and say, hey, listen, okay, you suspended, I'm gonna sue your butt because that's not fair, that's not good.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Well, like, and Bidgie, obviously more than just the money, it's your character. You know, your character and integrity and everything you are is being challenged. He's always going to be pinned to this, regardless what he does. You're going to have a few people out there that always say, "Oh, yeah, he beat his girlfriend." There's nothing that proves that, but yet that's the stigma he's going to be attached with forever. And especially if this 6-game goes through, because then they're going to say, "Well, he was guilty because he was suspended for 6 games." Even, you know, what's the reality there? I mean, it's absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah. And then you have a guy, that punched the girl. Punched the girl. He didn't. His own video, and in the whole world, he punched a girl, broke her face, and he still got drafted, making millions or whatever.
Right.
And he's still playing. He haven't even got suspended.
Yeah. And that's
mixed. He's not suspended for 6 games, for 5 games. No, he's playing for the Browns or
the Bengals. Yeah, the Bengals. Joe Mixon.
Yeah, the Bengals. Yeah, he hit the woman, broke her face, and he haven't got 1 game suspension yet. And you have Zeke that they haven't found him guilty. And believe me, if he's guilty, he should pay.
Right. Yeah, and we're not arguing with that either. But I think it's like yesterday Jerry Jones coming out and saying, a day before yesterday, he said he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong, and you're going to ruin this kid's life? Because like Rich said earlier, it's not a 6-game. Next time they find something little, it's your history in the NFL.
Well, and Jono, I mean, how can – if people know they're getting a free payday – by making up false accusations against professional athletes,
right,
then what's to stop it from happening again? And like Benji, you just said, or with Troy Aikman, afraid to get in a doggone elevator, afraid to talk. I mean, come on. You guys are human beings. And, you know, you hear some people saying, oh, yeah, well, 30 days, you can afford it. Now, that's bull crap. Nobody knows what you're going through. Nobody knows what your expenses are. And nobody knows the hard work and efforts that it took you to get to the level that you're at there. So for someone to say it's wrong.
No, nobody in this world should afford something that they didn't do.
Right, right. And Rich, going back to you, you own a martial arts studio. If some lady said he came on to me, and you know it's all wrong, you know it's all BS, but it's almost hurt your business to where now people are suspecting this happened.
Nobody's going
to
go there.
No one's going to go there.
Once you've got a stigma attached to you, whatever that is, I mean, being negative, it's always there. It never goes away. And obviously, we know everything spreads through social media like wildfire. you're automatically guilty, guilty, guilty until maybe possibly proven innocent. It makes frontline headlines.
Even if you aren't.
This makes frontline headlines that he's, six games. If it comes down.
And even when you're found innocent, you're still guilty.
Well, you're still guilty because they're not going to publish that on the front page because. People like negativity. It's unfortunate, but that's what they feast on. And that's why, once again, the Kickin' Life podcasts are all about positivity because we need more of that in the world to let people know, hey, honor, integrity, be a good person. You're doing wrong is never going to make you feel right. Yeah, you may get a short payday, but gosh dang, what kind of person are you going to be? What kind of message you send to your kids? And then, of course, you're damaging somebody. You were Zeke's life. If this goes through, regardless what he does, he's going to have that stigma attached to him. That's what makes it. Now, if he did it, yes, he deserves it. But if he was proven innocent, gosh darn it, don't double jeopardy the poor guy.
All right, Benji, yep. I tell you what, I just wanted to hear the player's perspective, a professional athlete that I guess you guys are always on the guard for that. They always have to be. I mean, is it something that organizations sit you guys down with, talk to you before the season starts too?
I was gonna tell you guys that exactly thing that you just said. Our organization, every team that I've been on, I've been in four teams, and five because the Cardinals coaching. Every organization takes a time and two times a spring training and once a season, they take their time on telling us, hey, be careful out there. There's women that like to do this. There's guys that try to get you pissed off so you can punch them, things like that, and they're always good about that. In the end, has to be you. In the end, it has to be yourself knowing what to do in situations. But at least the organizations are out there worry about us. They do their stuff.
Yeah. Well, I know Benji punched me once, but that's because I grabbed the last piece of pizza at the buffet line, and he was mad at me. Well, and I think I deserved it.
That's justifiable right there.
Don't do it again.
Don't do it again.
Yeah, Steve, have you ever done it again?
No, I have not.
You learned your lesson, right?
I did.
No, but Benji, do you think that's an area that the MLB, NFL, NHL, NBA, and all those could step up a little bit, or you think they do enough? I mean, because the times have changed, with social media and everything that goes on out there now, everybody knows every aspect of your life, so people are going to, I would think, I mean, just with this thing with Zeke, be more aggressive in pursuing those negative pursuits. Do you think the professional leagues could step that up a notch, or
and
do you think what they're doing?
And basically, Rich, saying what I'm thinking is, help the athletes out. Be on the athlete's side at one time. And I know you're getting a bad rap whenever it is some domestic violence. We understand that. But we're not going to throw everyone under the bus either. That's what I'm getting at as well.
So, do you think
they need to do more,
okay.
I think they need to do more as an organization. I know they still do it. You have to have a very strong player association. Like MLB has a really strong one, so that's why you probably don't see many of that happening. NFL, I heard, I don't know from my own mind, but I heard that they don't have a good one. They don't have a strong one.
Yeah.
And that could hurt. That could really, really hurt the player. So you got to have those two things behind you to protect the player. And if you're a player and you're innocent,
I'm
going to be guilty.
Fight it. You're saying keep fighting. I'm seeing Cowboy sites. People are saying, why don't you just stop now? We believe you, but just serve the six and let's get on with it.
Well, if you admit to guilt, what does that say about you, right?
Exactly.
And we're talking six games. Yeah. That's almost half the season.
You got to fight. If you're innocent, you go all out. It's like Tom Brady, I know, in this case. He was never found guilty. That's what I don't understand. If he was found guilty, I'm with you guys.
Right.
I mean, he should be suspended, and it's just normal. But if he wasn't, why? Why the suspension?
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Well,
why Goodell got to tell me, hey, your player is suspended because of this. No, wait. He's
Goodell.
Innocent.
Yeah,
he haven't done anything.
You know what? First and foremost, Brady was guilty. I know that. For a fact. But secondly, that's something.
Steve-O's the one that deflated the balls. He knows.
Yeah.
He was the deflator.
Hang on.
But my point is, that's under Goodell's control because it's a football thing. That was not a criminal charge for that. But with the domestic violence thing, unless you have if you have clear-cut evidence, and I know there's some evidence out there, but there's also some misleading evidence. If you have clear-cut evidence, even if there aren't charges brought, even you could be guilty of it without being found guilty in the court of law and still need to serve a suspension. Okay?
And the guilty is when the police goes to your house because of a call.
Right.
And then they see your woman with scratches on her face and your lip broken. Her lip being split.
Well, there's physical proof.
You probably punched her.
Physical proof, yep.
That's guilty. Even if you don't go to court, that's guilty to me.
Right.
That's fine. But if you don't have any proof of anything happening and all you have is the word of somebody and the word of you or yourself going against each other, I mean, how the heck do I know that was true?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
Yep. You're right. You're right, Benji. And as the world turns on this, and we're going to pray for the best here, whatever happens.
Well, we'll get Benji's take on one last thing.
Hmm.
The Kansas City Chiefs make a trip down to the Dallas Cowboys this weekend. Who you got, and give
line,
me a score.
The line is 1. Cowboys favored by 1, and the over and under is 51.5. Go ahead, Benji.
Why are the Cowboys up 1 without Zeke, right? He's not playing?
Right. He's not playing as of right now.
And how the heck are they 1?
Because they're probably at home. That's probably the only reason.
Alfred Morris is not a bad running back. I think they'll lose quality, but not that much.
But they're not going to have a lot of respect like Zeke. It's a very different game. I think that Kansas City obviously going to probably, without Zeke, you know, obviously the Cowboys, I don't think they have a chance. We'll see after the game, but Kansas City is playing really good ball, man. They move in the chains. They scoring touchdowns now that Alex Smith never did before. Now all of a sudden he found the passing game, and now he's scoring touchdowns. Come on, man. That team is stacked, and the defense is good. So the Cowboys have their hands full, man. I don't think they come out of this one.
All right, okay.
So he's taking the Chiefs.
All right, well, I didn't expect anything less from a guy that's a Green Bay Packer fan. I mean, misery likes company.
Hey,
and
let me tell you this, Jano. If you guys had Zeke, I would have picked you guys.
I know you would have. But but you know we don't, and you went against
Oh, look out. Steve's rolling his sleeves up here. He's ready to dance.
Well, I tell you what, that's
Good job,
so what's your final score here?
Oh, wow. Score?
Yeah, we got to have a score.
Wow. 24-21, maybe?
And you just said they're gonna kill us, and now it's a 24-21 game. They beat us by 3.
No, I didn't say kill you guys. I said they're gonna win.
You said we have no chance, so I assume that meant no chance in hell.
That doesn't mean you guys don't have a chance to win. It's not that you guys are going to lose by 10, 20 points. That doesn't mean that.
Okay. All right. Well,
a loss is a loss.
Okay. Rich, time for our motivational thing. We let go of negative people on the show.
Here's the deal.
Thank you for not bringing the Packers up in this time.
Uh-oh. Okay, you just opened the can.
You're a forgotten team.
Benji's feeling a little froggy this week because in fantasy football, him and I play each other. Uh-oh. And he beat me last time, and he's favored to win this time.
Uh-oh.
So he's feeling full of himself. I'm sure his chest is puffed out like a banty rooster, and he's walking all around the fine state of Arizona where it's 90 degrees out saying, look how good I am.
Oh,
he's going to be 3.
Evo, I'm winning this game by 1 run in the 9th inning, buddy. So.
I love it.
Right. Well, Benji, you've got your chest poked out. I don't know if you got much on Steve. He's got his sleeves all rolled up, and he's flexing, and I'm not sure what the heck he's doing over here, but I'm going to look the other direction.
So, all right. Well, we'll let you go, Benji, and thank you for being on the show, brother.
Thanks, BMO.
You got it, guys. Hey, have fun, man.
Absolutely. And fans out there, I know you listen to the Kickin' Life podcast. We're going to have Benji on that show as well. Motivation, inspiration. And even if our Cowboys do suffer defeat, listen
we're
to that show.
We're not going to lose a goddamn game.
We're
going
to lose eventually. And when we do lose, listen to the show. It'll help boost your spirits, make you feel better about yourself. So, Benji, look forward to having you on the show, buddy.
So, the bottom line is, we still have some Zeke stuff to go through. There's still a hope out there.
Right.
Okay, so let's get beyond that because we really – it's Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, we covered a lot of Zeke here.
We have no – we have nothing we can look at. We got to move on to looking at this actual game and breaking it down on what we really think might happen.
Right. And you know what? Looking at the injury reports here, I don't think Kansas City is as banged up as we are. But yeah, none of these players. I don't see any of these clowns standing out really. But the guards probably the guard play is probably is significant. Well, they're playing though. Full practice. They're gonna be looking pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think that. Obviously, Justin Houston with a limited practice is probably a little bit of a concern for him, but. I'm sure he'll play. What really concerns me is that we do have, obviously, our kicker, even though we had a good replacement out, Cole Beasley in concussion protocol.
No, he practiced today.
He did practice. Okay, yeah. So he's back on.
He's ready to go. Dez is ready to go. Who else did
DeMarcus
I check up
is,
on?
DeMarcus and Tyron Smith.
Lawrence is ready to go, too. He's going to be playing.
Now, Smith, we know he's out there battling, and he's gone through this now for the last couple of weeks where he didn't practice most of the week and still shows up on game day.
He's getting beats real serious. They're getting around him really fast now, man. I don't know what the hell we did to get rid of our offensive linemen, send them to Denver. We needed more linemen right now than ever because these guys are – already tired. Well, Collins can't do anything, right? I can't depend on Collins. Any speed rusher out there, like an old Derek Thomas type, they're getting around. They're beating him all the time.
Well, and Tyron Smith, we've been dealing with this back issue. Well, remember last year? It was with back in the knee last year, wasn't it? And now he's got back and hip. I mean, he's a big, big man.
And you know what? They say, the back. The back, folks, does not go away. The back, no. you're going to constantly have aching back. I mean, this back thing is something more serious than what we're thinking before the season. He's going to work it off. It's only his lower back. Bullshit. That lower back never goes away.
It doesn't go away. It doesn't go away with surgery. You always have that issue. And the back tends to lead to other injuries, which maybe that's what we're seeing with the hip.
Exactly. Yeah. When your back's off, what do? You compensate with something else. And you think about he's in a three-point stance. That's down. He's got one hand on the ground. But he's coming up. You got these speed rushers, as Jono just alluded to, that weigh 300 pounds. They're bulldozing over you. And he's
– Rich, they're not even getting in a three-point stance. These tackles are on hands on their knees and getting ready to drop back. So that just – more indication that he's getting burnt really bad. Yeah.
Here's the thing, folks. On when you're running the ball, you're driving forward, so at least you're initiating the attack. When you're dropping back in pass coverage, you're accepting the attack, and that's definitely got to hurt his back because he's got to patrol all angles. Right. And being a tackle, he's got to worry about somebody coming across. And so, like Steve-O just said, that back twist, and he's compensating. That's where the hip comes in. So that's definitely a concern because it's not going away.
Well, like I said, this we got to watch out for their speed rush. I'm more concerned probably on Collins over there because he's going to be going up against Justin Houston.
I'm worried about Derek Johnson for Kansas City.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is so fast. He's the linebacker. And if he shoots from the outside, I'm telling you right now, we had a good back that relied on blocking. Now he's not just a blocker anymore. Morris is now going to be a full-time player. So now you're going to get a little less out of him than what you were before because now he's not coming in on special third down and plays anymore.
Right. I agree. I think that we're going to have our hands full, and I hope this doesn't turn into a Denver game where we had a similar issue where we just could not get into a rhythm at all offensively. And a lot of it had to do with the pressure that they were getting, and our tackles really just couldn't keep up with them.
And I think their tight end play is outstanding. Kelsey is one hell of a player, man, and he's gonna find separation because our linebackers cannot keep up with tight ends. Honestly.
Right.
Have you seen any of our tight or linebackers play tight?
And he's not a Jason Witten tight end.
No.
This guy is a Rob Gronkowski tight end. He's a guy that can get out in. He can run the seam route.
And
he can do the drag plays.
Yep.
And he's got big body guy.
Yep.
And that's the thing that is really scary.
Well, on top of that, Steve-O, Alex Smith has shown that he's not afraid to throw the ball deep. So you open up that secondary and you let these big tight ends slide in
right
underneath. Yeah, we got our hands full. And back to the defense, the game planning has got to be huge. You know, it's going to be different without Zeke in there. You got to plan according to the players you've got, you know, the chess pieces you have there. And you alluded to Denver. We did not, once we hit a roadblock, we did not plan very well after that. It was like, oh, my God, it's all gone here. And Denver continued to pound it to us. So if that happens again, hopefully the game planning, the in-game planning, which we talk about a lot, is a little bit better, in-game adjustments.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is Kansas City needs to get back on a roll. And they need to have something to feel good about themselves with. I know they've had a couple of
losses,
you know, Pittsburgh and Oakland, and then they go out and get the division rival with the Broncos. But this is a big game for them to come in and say, hey, we're still at the top of the consideration for power rankings.
But look at this, though, Steve-O. This guy has been declining. Hunt, against Pittsburgh, when they lost 19-13, Hunt had 21 yards on the rushing. Next game against the Oakland Raiders, he had 87 yards rushing. These aren't stellar numbers, my friends. And last week against Denver is not that big on the defensive line, and he had 46 yards rushing. I think with the new adjustments that we've made with our new defensive line, because we've got Irvin in the middle now. He's not that's a big body, and he's fast. And I tell you what, we did pretty good against the run last week. So I think if we can control Hunt to maybe under 70 yards, something like that, like it's two out of three games, it's been like that.
And you know, the concerning thing is I look at him from a standpoint of I compare maybe our defense a little bit as we're looking at the board up there to like the Philly run defense. You know, I look at him, you know, staying under 100. And that's what we really need to do. We need to keep him at that 80-yard mark.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just saying the board thing. You know, we're trying to make it like we know what we're doing here. So I didn't have the board up. I was saying that we came up with this on our own.
I love it.
Anyway.
John was great.
So folks, they're not destructible. I think we could play with them. I mean, for God's sake, the numbers, they're not blowing teams away. Every one of these games are close. They can get beat. They can get beat. And maybe are they the best team in the AFC, you think?
You know,
I don't think so.
I'm not sure they are from a standpoint of a head-to-head matchup with somebody through the playoffs. I'm not sure they're a team that's going to go. Let me tell you what. If Kareem Hunt isn't going to rush for 100 yards, they're not going to the Super Bowl.
That's
okay?
A great point.
Now, if they get him going, but I just don't see that if you got to go in and you got to face a Tom Brady somewhere or a quarterback that has that ability to get after it, like the Derek Carr that faced a couple weeks ago or a Roethlisberger, I just don't see them. If they give that guy too many opportunities because they're not able to control the clock and run the ball, that they're going to get beat by a top-notch quarterback.
Yeah. Well, inability to close out games. I mean, they started off on a tear. We can't take that away from them. They stuck it to New England. I think that was a right hook of reality for New England. They went in there. I'm not saying they were at New England. That was a shock. What was the final? 42-27, is that right?
Yeah, that was it.
And then they beat Philadelphia and then went on. I mean, we got to thank them for that, right? Knocking off Philadelphia.
Really? If they win that game, if Philadelphia wins that game, how tough is it having a three-game lead on our second place Cowboys? Because right now I still feel we control our destiny, because all we got to do is beat them twice.
Yep.
We beat them twice and we got it.
We beat Washington. We got to beat the Giants and just moving on. And, right. You know, that brings up another thought. I know we sent some text messages back and forth about Philadelphia, and I realize we're not facing Philadelphia this week, but it's coming. And what you guys have any thoughts on where they're at? They're going to continue to steamroll, obviously, until they run into us, but any setbacks?
Well, you know what? It's almost like right now I'm kind of worried about my week thinking okay. about Kansas City. I mean, when I play weaker teams, I think like you guys are thinking, maybe let's do something
beyond.
Let's look at the Philadelphia game and all that. But this week here, I'm just focusing on the Chiefs. That's all. Because they seem to always play tough against us, too.
Well, yeah,
and these next,
they're a good ball club.
These next games, these Chiefs, Falcons,
Eagles. Oh, then we
Eagles,
that's right, the 19th.
That's three games in a row now that we're going to be busting head here. We're going to have to strap it on. Because I think the next three after that, we got the Chargers, Redskins, and Giants.
Well, it
all
get
doable.
Easier.
All doable here. So these next three are very vital that we – if we can go – I don't know. I'm going to say 2-1 here, and 2 being 1, the Eagle game, I think I've done good because I think I could the next three I could steamroll.
Sure. Well, I guess my question was simply, are the Eagles as good as their record projects?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think they've played anything major yet, and that's my look at it.
Steve-o?
I mean, what do you guys think?
No, I think they're playing out of their mind right now.
Yeah.
The Eagles. I mean, the Carson Wentz is showing that he has control of that offense, and they're calling. They got a great
game plan. I like
and,
him,
and he's showing that he's worthy of being an NFL starting quarterback.
Yeah.
And he hasn't regressed. Neither is our guy though. Neither is Dak Prescott. So from that matter, I mean, I look at it and I go, yeah, they're real. Here's my fear is as you look through the standings, we're on the outside looking in.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm asking. Are they going to have a setback? Do you see this kind of, you know, they've hit this high because they're doing things people didn't expect, and now, you know, the copycat league, we're going to pick up on it, or are they really that good?
No, I think their momentum continues until somebody knocks them down. Right now, I don't see them getting slowed down at all. I don't see the Cowboys slowing them down. I'm legitimately concerned that the division is slipping away, and we got to start looking at a wild card, and then that's when that Green Bay Packers game falls into place that we had a chance to really
– Yep.
We should be in a much better position.
Yes, we should
be, you know, a 5-2 record, and Packers looking at a 3-4 is a big difference as opposed to us having the identical record, and they don't have Aaron Rodgers.
When are we playing the Packers?
No, we already did. We already lost.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that game comes into play from a standpoint of that being a loss.
Being a loss.
Right.
When we had the win.
An NFC loss.
You know, I look at it and I go, okay, well, you throw out the Redskins and the Giants. You throw out Cardinals, 49ers. Let's throw out the Bears. I don't think the Lions are out of it because I think they got a pretty good team. And I think that there's going to be, for a wild card, they're going to be right there in the mix.
Yep.
And I think you throw out the same thing. I think you throw out the Buccaneers, but you got the Saints, the Panthers, and the Falcons in the South. You can't discount the Falcons.
No.
Now, a lot of things are going to
be... Because they're underachieving right now.
They're underachieving. So as the season goes on, the dominoes are going to fall in place. But, John, you're exactly right. We have got to control what we can control, and that's winning games week in and week out. I'm legitimately concerned, though, 8 weeks in right now.
Yeah. Well,
I'm only concerned with Zeke being out. Everything else, I think our defensive line has really picked it up. And has really stopped the run. I think we could do everything, but I don't know. I just don't know how much momentum we could have 6 games without Zeke. That's incredible, and that's gonna come back to bite us. That's the way I'm.
Well, you know, it's just one of those realities. If it is, it is. You know, if he's out, then we got to collectively come together as a team and find a way to win. You know, hey Zeke, we're doing this for you. We can, and not seriously saying we can win without you. But we're going to win because that's what we're paid to do, and that's what we're going to do. So I think Jason Garrett needs to get with the boys. Everybody talk it up. Dak Prescott can be that leader in the huddle, in the locker room. And, you know, the big players got to come together. We have no choice. We can sit there and have a pity party and cry and whine about it, or we can get out there and play smash-mouth football and freaking win some games.
Right.
Well, it's the next-man-up mentality, Jono.
Oh,
and you're,
well
you're a former football player.
Right.
And you know that injuries are part of the game. And let's just take this as an injury.
Injury. Yeah.
Okay?
That's
great. Because if you're going to lose them for 6 weeks, it's no different than having a high ankle sprain, broken rib, something like that, where you've had to sit out. So the next man up, and that next man up is going to be Alfred Morris
and McFadden.
And Darren McFadden.
Yep.
And I don't think we're getting slouches here,
I don't think we are either.
No.
That's why these guys got an opportunity. And let me tell you what, if I'm McFadden, If I'm Alfred Morris and I like my Cowboy situation, I'm looking at this as a chance, an opportunity to showcase my talent, because if Zeke is the present and the future of the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, you're pushing your stock up.
Get me somewhere where I can get the rock.
Right. Get me paid.
Right. I agree with you.
They take that attitude mindset, right?
And this whole time I've been like, why don't we trade McFadden? Now I'm not giving him up for the world. I mean, if my guy's out six games, I was on the thinking possibly we can make a trade with Minnesota, get a DB back there, experienced DB. But you know what? It is what it is, and we just got to tough it out.
Now, that's a great point, Steve. Well, these guys have an opportunity to push their stock up for future, right. And right now is the time to show it. And maybe, you know, the other teams will overlook this. Maybe they'll look at the way, oh, Zeke's out, we got this thing, the run game's off, and then these two pop out there and show them what they've got and what they're made of, drive their own stock up. That's a great point.
Absolutely. So let's get on to your predictions here, Jono.
Well, you know, I'm looking at what they're ranked on against the NFL. We're looking at the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, they're ranked third on the most points put on the board, 29.5. I guess that's where
the 51 comes in.
That's where the 51.5 comes in from Vegas. They think it's going to be a shootout. They're also giving up, what, 300? Or they're putting 370, let's say 378 yards on the board per game. That's a lot of damn yards, boys. I mean, that's... that's really damn good. They're passing solid again, 255 yards. And their rushing is 122 yards a game. It's going to be a tough task.
He had a couple big games there. He had 178 and something else.
And like I said, he's declining right now, too, on the numbers-wise. I mean, the first three games, he was he came out. He really fired it up.
Did he run for like 1,000 yards in that opening week? Right,
I think
it was something crazy,
1,500 or something. I think he set a new record.
No, it was crazy.
I think it was 178 or some nonsense. But yeah, he's declined since then.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where we're at right now with the injuries and with everything happening with our Cowboys. I still think I like my boys. You know, we got 28 points on the board. We're ranked fifth there with 369 yards total. That's not too shabby either.
Well, that's the difference between the NFC and the AFC there.
Yeah, and the passing yards are a little down there, a little downward, 219. But again, I feel if you're passing a lot, you're in a dogfight. Yep. And if you're running a lot, that means we got the clock. We're using the clock.
Or the you're right there from that standpoint, but the Cowboys are a different offense, and their offense is built around that run game and ball control. And that's why you're going to get a quarterback Dak, who's going to – I love it that he can make plays with his feet, but we don't have to rely on his arm. And I don't think we want to. I think our whole game plan is to control that run game.
Sure. Well, and we mentioned it a couple times last week, that read option play. You know, they only ran it once last week, but they set it up three or four different times. I like it a lot.
And the rushing yards.
That's another tool.
Jesus Christ. No, we're ranked number two. Well, we were.
Yeah.
Things have changed now. So that's 150 per game, 151 actually, with the rounding off. I don't even know why they do that. Have you guys ever – the switching topics, but why does the gas – I'm just finally hit me.
0.9?
Yeah, what's the 0.9 for? Who the hell's got 0.9?
That's stupid. It has something to do with taxes or something. I don't know.
What the hell is that 0.9? $2.46, 0.9. I'm like, did you have to put the 0.9? Oh, I don't have the 0.9. Let's go 246, 247.
Just 247.
Yeah. 247.
I have no idea.
It's a way for them to gouge you. It's always been 0.9, though.
It has been.
Yeah,
I got a different opinion on that, but that's just me, you know.
Well, I don't have to.
That's for another show.
That's for another show. We'll do that one later.
All right.
Jono, can you go back to
your
computer box the scores of the Kansas City schedule so far?
Let's do that. Let's find that out.
So
where are you going?
I just wanted to look. I was going to give my little prediction here.
Because
the fat kid's been in here for a couple hours and he wants to eat, so I'm going to move this show along here.
Yeah.
I was talking about myself, Rich.
No, that's all right. I'm hungry as well.
All right, there you go. You got the stats up there.
So they put up 42, 27, 24, 29, 42. I got to be honest with you. I think I'm going to take the over. I think the over there at 51 and a half.
Hey, you don't say.
Well, you look at...
You're putting yourself on the line there.
Saying where they don't get it. I think the Cowboys can score with them. I think it's going to be a dogfight there.
Folks, if you... How much... Whatever you lose at Breeders' Cup, take all that money and put it back on the over of this game, because this 51 and a half, it's going to be about 21-17. At halftime, and then it's just gonna just fall apart. It's gonna be a backyard football game. Final score here, I'm not gonna say it yet, but I think it's a high score.
You don't want to say it yet?
No, are we ready to say it?
We're ready to say it.
All right, Rich, why don't you go?
All right, I'll lead things off. Let's go. 38-35, boys.
38-35,
we're putting up some
boys.
Points.
That's a good number. That's a good, solid number.
38-35, boys.
35.
Wow. Steve-o? Is that your numbers?
No.
No. Uh-oh.
I'm going 31. I think we had problems getting in the end zone. I think we're going to get a couple field goals out of there. I'm leading at 31-30, Kansas City.
Ooh.
Well, there's that 1 point.
Well, yeah.
Kansas City wins. Oh.
31-30.
Oh.
I think the Zeke thing plays into the whole mentality of the
changes the whole blueprint of the offense.
Yeah, and I just think that it's such a wear on these guys that we might see a game where the next man up does it, but it's just not quite
just
good
not
enough.
Yeah, well, and I guess that point there.
And I'm scared on the third and ones. You know,
yeah.
Zeke has a nose for the first down, and I'm not sure Alfred Morris is going to be the same guy. I hope he is.
Man, I can't believe you took the Chiefs. That's why I don't play fantasy football anymore, because I would draft every single Cowboys player, and I was just no good at it. So, and that's why I quit gambling as well. I'd bet with my heart instead of my brain.
Right. Well,
there's not much brains to bet with anyway, but.
I'm jumping on my Cowboys here, but the real true lock of this one for you folks out there that are wagering at Vegas and just want to make a lunch bet with your buddies, I think that 51 and a half is destroyed here. I got this one 30-24, and it could be a lot worse than that. And I got my boys. You know what? The hell with it. I'm going to go with them. I'll never pick against them. But I'm saying to you right now, the Zeke thing is going to be a crucial. Not seeing that 21 out there, it's going to be like a. Now we're back to that whole thing. Alfred Morris can get pushed back.
Yeah,
he can lose 2 yards. Before we weren't losing those 2 yards. Those rough and tumble type of yards we're talking. Those add up to about 20 to 30 yards the entire game, and those are crucial.
I don't see Jason Garrett going for it on 4th-and-1 from the 50-yard line in the first quarter.
Very good call.
I don't see that being in the playbook, and that's frustrating because that probably pumped me up more than anything last week.
4th-and-1
from the 50, and this guy goes, screw it. I'm gonna run this goddamn ball right down your throat. Watch this. And I half expect when they go for it on 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 that all of a sudden it's like a 50-yard touchdown. I mean, I kind of anticipate that he's going to jump through a hole the size of a doorway and just be gone, a garage doorway.
Yeah. I think we get in the end zone this week. I'm next man up, like you said. We're going to do this thing, and 38-35. We're putting points up. We're getting in the end zone.
All right, folks. I think, you know what, that's good enough for this show. We appreciate you guys listening to this Cowboys show. You guys can go subscribe to iTunes. You can go to Google Play. You can go to Stitcher, Podcast Bean. We got it all here, and you can find us on our site at CowboysPodcast.com, and you can find us on Cowboys Podcast, and hit a big like on our page on Facebook as well. It's great to have you guys, and it's great hearing the messages that we hear. You know, not a whole lot happening here, guys. I know that you guys are asking for the FaceTime Well, they want that thing to happen.
Yeah, the
again.
Facebook Live. Okay. Yeah, and we'll do that next primetime game. But a little bit of note here, Rich, and I remiss that I didn't bring this up with Benji when he was on, because Benji sang a song to my other host, Jim Cromer, because he turned 48 today. And lo and behold, my Cowboys co-host here turned 50 yesterday. So happy birthday, Jono.
Oh, man. Happy birthday.
We did it in Spanish. Cumpleaños a ti. Cumpleaños a ti.
I don't know any of that, so that's all right.
Cumpleaños a Jono. Cumpleaños a ti.
Yeah.
There you go.
50. Right. Holy cow. Half a century, baby.
Yeah, and this guy runs a motivation show.
Yeah. Well, here's my motivation.
Well, to half a good century.
Hey, Rich, I want you to get out your calculator. I want you to figure something out here.
Okay.
All right?
More
you
fingers
ready?
And toes.
You got your calculator?
Hold on.
The average.
I don't know how to work it.
The average guy lives. God. You're
going to 84.
Say.
Okay. Go ahead.
The average guy lives to 84. Please press 84 in that numeral thing.
84.
And Jono is 50. Please subtract 50.
Subtract 50.
And the Cowboys play 16 games a season, so multiply that by 16.
So 34 times 16?
Yes.
All righty.
And that doesn't include preseason. It doesn't include playoff games and championships. What's our number there, Rich?
544.
You have, good Lord willing, 544 more days to watch a Cowboy regular season game. Are you going to spend it with wins or losses? I mean,
kind of question is that?
I don't know. What are you going to do with it? 544.
Oh,
are you going to make it to a Cowboys game? I've invited you to Atlanta.
Oh, there's where it is.
I've invited you to Dallas.
Hey, are we doing this Atlanta thing, or is there any hope on that?
Tickets are so god dang expensive. I like free tickets. If any of our fans out there have free tickets. That are good. I don't want free tickets.
They're going to give them to you.
Steve-O would take you to a pizza buffet and make you pay, but he'll take the free tickets.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's got it worked out.
I'm hungry, by the way.
All right.
What was the deal with the 544 with Jono?
That's how many more games.
I got that, but did we get an answer?
Rain Man figured that out. I got 544 more games to watch the count.
544.
So what are you going to make it to an actual game?
I've told you all along, I don't like going to Cowboy games. I don't like being around people that are cheering against my Cowboys. It's something in me. I could see that Carolina guy being me, popping that Eagle guy right in the face. That could be me. I don't want it. I'm very happy. I got a 100-inch TV projector that's 4D or 4H, whatever the hell it is. It's unbelievable. I get to watch my Cowboys at home, and I enjoy the hell out of it. Hey, guys, thank you so much. Again, folks, tune in to our shows. Whatever you guys want to leave, that's great. Again, the FaceTime stuff, we'll get around to it. Plus, we got a jersey. Jersey is still, we got to know how to hand this out. And that's our linebacker. That's our linebacker. What's his name? Our linebacker.
Oh, Jalen Smith.
Jalen Smith jersey, yeah. All right, folks, from Jono, Steve-O, Rich, we are out of here. Cowboys, let's bring home a win.
Go, boys.
Go, boys.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.